right from the beginning, the elders' dream, all the Maori elders, their dream, right or wrong, their vision, right or wrong, was to have multicultural marae, which catered for all nations. Regardless of their support for its location, it went ahead. And we accepted the land offered by the Christchurch City Council in Pages Road. I guess from that point on, there was no good saying and arguing about its location when everything had already been agreed to and was going to be built here. So we, to make the best of what we've been given, we supported their dreams and their aspirations and their vision to get this place up and running. It is unfortunate because it's the younger generation which followed them, I believe, didn't really work hard enough to help bring about a realisation to that vision, to that dream. It's not an impossibility, it's definitely possible. The fabric of society has changed, the standards in society have changed, the youth and their attitude towards cultural matters has changed. Whether the activity we put down here is going to be suitable to the social environment for our youth, is it something that they're really looking for right now? That's changed. So whatever we put in here, I don't believe it can be put in from a position of permanence and like purpose-built. It has to be able to be changed with a minimum of cost to reflect the environment that we're going to be living in. In respect to Mata Waka supporting Hohua Tutungai here, the late Hohua Tutungai here, Hori Brennan, Kingi King, Tip Manahira, Ngā Kōta Tirangi, Hori Witana, and there's so many people that have passed on. The task now is just to get on with the job and to make it happen, because it's definitely possible. It's not possible to make it happen with a degree of ease if you don't work closely with the local authority and the people of Christchurch. And I truly believe that we can make it happen, but it'll just take some time.